Okay. We are still, as I said a couple of days early in the convention, we are streaming, as you know, and we are competing with that other state organization, albeit on a different server, but we still have to maintain our number one status. So let's have a real cheer for the CCB. All right, that's better. Boo! Now, when I go there next year or the year after, whenever I do, I certainly won't do that. Okay. We're ready. We're looking forward to a wonderful banquet tonight. And we're going to start out with our invocation from Jerry Gash from the New Name Baptist Church. Mr. Gash?
Shall we pray? Eternal God, our Father, we again, as we bow to say thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for today's festivities and all that had taken place today. And now as we begin to enjoy ourselves with a wonderful banquet, we pray that you will bless this food that will be used for the nourishment of our bodies. This we ask in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, I am here to, I enjoy doing these banquets. I don't have to do too much more than the President's Dinner, but I have to do a little. I'm here to introduce you to someone who is our MC for the evening. And, you know, I try to do a little research on every one of my MCs. And I didn't really get to do too much this time because I've just been, you know, part of the problem was it took so long to get a state budget, I didn't have any salary coming in. So, you know, I didn't have internet access, you know, and all that. But I did manage to find out a thing or two. And, you know, Brandy Morgan, as many of you know, is a pretty nice person and a pretty mild-mannered person, unless she gets riled up. But in days of yore, this high school wild blonde was a legend. She was indeed. But you know, some blondes are into chess and some are into boys. But Brandy was into basketball. And she was a star guard, kind of like Sarah Palin. She, too, was a star guard for her high school basketball team. So one time they went on a basketball trip, and on the bus they went out to another, you know, they had to go from Bakersfield all the way to Hanford. They were playing, you know, big town up north. And I think, in fact, I think Gabe Griffith met him in Hanford because, you know, he's one of those basketball players as well. And his boys' team really couldn't compete with their team. But anyway, they get on the bus, and the brunettes decide they're going to take the lower deck of the double-decker bus, and the blondes go to the upper deck. And so the brunettes are having a wonderful time. They're just yucking it up as girls do on a bus, having just a great old time, getting ready for the game. And so the upper deck is just totally silent. So one of the brunettes decides to go up, and she goes up to the upper deck, and she says, "Well, gee, we're having a wonderful time. What's up with you guys?" And Brandy says, "Well, shoot, you guys got a bus driver down there." Okay, well, with that, I will turn it over to our esteemed MC for the evening, who wears many hats, but her newest is the new and dynamic BSC president, Brandy Morgan.
Thank you very much for that interesting introduction. Well, I didn't know Jeff got that kind of research. So I was told whenever I was asked to do this by someone that I should tell a joke. So this one time a guy walks in a bar. No, I'm just kidding, you guys. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a good joke teller, so I'm a better storyteller. But I want to thank all of you for coming out here tonight, and we're going to have a great night, I'm sure. And the first thing I want to do tonight is introduce those of us that are at the head table for you. to my far left or your far right, depending on which side you're on, we have Reverend Jerry Gash from Baptist Church, Los Angeles. Yay! And Mrs. Gash is next to him. We have Luis Herrera, President, East Los Angeles. Marie Herrera is with him. Then we have our wonderful ACB President, Mitch Pomerantz. The dynamic Donna Pomerantz is next to him, of course. Yes, I have to tease Donna. She's been ragging on me the whole convention. But remember, I give as good as I get, Donna. Okay. Then we have Jeff Tom, our wonderful California chapter president.
Yay.
Oh, I'm sorry, and treasurer. And then you have myself next to me. Thank you. They give me the seating chart, so I'll read you what it says next to my name. So it's really nice. It says Secretary, Greater Bakersfield Chapter, and Independent Living Specialist, Kern County Independent Living Center. So, little about me. All right, next to me is our Greater Bakersfield Chapter Vice President and a very good friend of mine, Penny Valdovinos. Yay! Then we have Tom Foley and Jesse Lawrence. Next to them, we have Miss Debbie Lowenthal.
She's not here yet.
And then towards the end of the table, we have, I'm afraid I'm going to say this name wrong, Graham Whitaker and Catherine Schmidt Whitaker. They are with the Orange County chapter. All right. We're going to go ahead and start with a little bit of our program here. So I have Ed Branch. He's going to give us some announcement.
Good evening, everyone. Before I read the list of donations from chapters and affiliates that we've already received, I'd like to give those chapters and affiliates an opportunity. If you have a donation you'd like to raise your hand, I'll come around with a microphone if you'd like to make a presentation. I have one here.
Hello, everybody. My name is David Hanlon, and I'm here with my wife, Gina, and then Roy and Hazel Harmon. I'm from San Diego, and Roy and Hazel from Oceanside. Anyway, we are affiliated with the Randolph-Shepherd Friends of California, and we love CCB. They're a great supporter of our organization, and we would like to donate $200.
What do you need it most for? Whatever you need it most for.
General fund or a scholarship fund or a crisis fund.
Okay, scholarship fund.
General scholarship fund.
Yeah, $200 for a scholarship fund.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Anyone else like to raise a hand for announcing a donation? Okay, seeing none, I will read the others that have given to the General Scholarship Fund. Bayview Chapter donated $200. To the General Scholarship Fund, $50. To the General Fund, $50. From the San Diego Chapter. Give everyone a big hand.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Okay, so we worked up our appetites for that dessert tonight, cutting our steaks, right? But hey, the dessert tastes really good, so it was worth it. Okay, we're going to go ahead and introduce Donna Pomerantz, who's going to talk to us about the scholarship winners.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Yes, my arms, you know, the blood circulating, cutting that meat, it was good. Okay. All right. Our scholarship committee chair, I'm actually naming the committee members. So our scholarship committee chair is Coletta Davis, and we have a wonderful committee. It's great working with everybody on the committee. And our committee members are Jerry Consular, Jerry Arakawa, Dr. Martin Jones, Abby Vincent, Josie McKinney, Vince Calderon, Pat LaFrance Wolf, Donna Pomerantz, who's that? Jeff Tom, and Leslie Tom. And if I forgot anybody, we could blame Jeff. Because that's what we do. We always blame the president. And so on that note, I will turn the microphone over to our wonderful president, Jeff Tom.
Okay, I'm gonna try to, we have four winners that are here today, and I'm going to try to read, and then Donna is going to read briefly the names and scholarships of the others. So we're going to read to you some information about the winners and give them a chance to say hello to you, because these are some outstanding people. And we'll see a number of others in the spring in Sacramento. So, bear with my reading, my one-handed reading here. Mr. Kevin Anthony Broussard, entering student, attending the University of Laverne in Los Angeles. His major is communications. Next fall, he will be attending the University of Laverne, located in the Los Angeles metropolitan area. I will be majoring in communications, and will hopefully that will hopefully catapult catapult me into the radio industry. While I will be focusing on communications, my main goal is to graduate in 4 years. All my life, I have relied on the radio for countless hours of entertainment. Primarily, I want to be in sports radio. Yahoo! Mr. Pomerantz and I like this guy immediately. Laverne has an award-winning communications program and its own radio station. Hopefully, their communications department will give me the experience I need to fulfill my dream of becoming a talk show host. One thing that anyone, of course, if you're a Dodger fan, I won't like it quite as much, but that's okay. One thing that anyone who is considering the radio industry as a career must know is that you have to work from the bottom. Most employees start out as an intern who get paid very little or even nothing. These will be tough years, but I am willing to stick with it to reach my goal. Okay, Mr. Broussard, welcome and congratulations.
Here's Kevin.
I just want to thank all the members of the CCB Scholarship Board, and I am a freshman at the University of Laverne, majoring in communications, and I'm also a member of the USA Blind Powerlifting Team and the USA Blind Track and Field Team, and I'm trying to go to the Paralympics in 2012 in London, so that's my main goal. So. And once again, thank you to all the members of the board.
Thank you very much.
And my father is here with me today, Michael Broussard.
All right. We are very glad to have all of you. Okay, Miss Heather Woolsey, a lower division student attending Cal State Northridge. Excuse me. The major is graphic design. Her statement, I had decided to peruse a higher education. Peruse? It actually says peruse. But that's one of those printer errors. But it is pursue a higher education because I am very interested in learning and making a career in graphic design. With a college education, I can be sure that I gain all the knowledge I need in the field and have a degree to present to future employers. I have also considered a double major or minor in business marketing, but I am still considering the course load and how it would all work out. With my degree in graphic design, I hope to learn all the different areas in the field so that I can have talent in all areas. I would like to work for graphic design in the entertainment field, but there are several other types of work in graphic design that I want to be knowledgeable in so that I can always have the work that I enjoy. Ms. Woolsey, congratulations.
Hi, I'm Heather Woolsey, and I attend Cal State Northridge. I'm a sophomore.
Yeah, you're gonna have to eat that mic, Heather.
And I'd like to thank the California Council of the Blind for the scholarship, and for inviting me here tonight. And this is my friend Josh, who I brought with me. And this is my friend Josh, who drove me here tonight.
Thank you both very, very much for coming. And good luck in that career of yours. Okay, we're now with someone who has been here before, and he is quite a student. I know I'm going to mess up this name, Ariel. Ariel Uzabaka, I think I did it last year better. Uzabaka Hero. Darn. And I'm usually pretty good with names, and I haven't even drank anything, which is really bad. But, Mr. Pomeranz says that's why. I'm sorry, Adiel. Continuing graduate student, an Active Blind Incorporated scholarship awardee attending Loma Linda University in Loma Linda. He is majoring in social policy and social research. And his statement, I'm going to get over this cough once I leave this convention. Throughout my life, I have had different experiences, some of which help shape my life. Among those experiences, my disability status has helped me develop different mechanisms to adapt to different social and environmental circumstances. For instance, due to my visual impairment, I have been facing different challenges on a daily basis. However, by learning to cope with those challenges and maintaining my self-determination, I was able to improve myself in different social skills. I have been able to make some goals and manage to achieve them no matter what was happening. Along with friends, the Student Disability Services have become my source of encouragement and emotional support. It is through these services that I discovered that I was among many individuals who face different challenges related to their different physical handicaps. My educational experiences have also helped me grow and acquire different skills. Consequently, my goals are to keep developing my independence and look for a job to improve my economic level. Furthermore, I am determined to inspire and encourage other individuals with disabilities by giving them hope and by telling them not to give up hope, no matter what may be happening to them. Ariel, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Jeff, you did great. You pronounced it. My name is Adiel Uzabakiliho, so I can give you a B plus.
Boy, I'll take that grade, but I didn't deserve it.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. I'm privileged to get to be chosen again to get a scholarship. This is the third time, actually, I was selected. And when I look back 10 years ago, when I was going through different eye surgeries, I came to realize that I have accomplished a lot. This is part of it. CCB has been part of my social support, along with state rehabilitation. I have a wonderful counselor. Ed Crispin has been very close to me.
Yeah.
So give him a hand, please. Yeah. I hope this is the last time I have this privilege to thank him in public, because I'm getting close to finishing my PhD program. I may not be able to be here again with you, but I thank you a lot for what you did for me and the kind of encouragement you gave me. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. And Ed, you got some recruiting to do there, oh. Ed. I think.
Again, here is my friend Gideon Mazinga. Gideon Mazinga has just graduated and he had just completed his PhD in social policy and social research. So we are classmates, but he was kind of ahead of me.
Great. Congratulations. And our final recipient that is here this evening is Miss Lisa Feller. She's an entering student attending Riverside Community College in Riverside, California. She is in graphic web design. Okay, we're going to get the pages here. Not attending college when younger has always been a personal regret of mine. Recently, both my parents passed away, which made me reevaluate my life. I realized it is never too late to go to school or strive to better oneself. I would love the chance to combine my desire for a degree and artistic ability in graphic and web design into a career. Already having established a small client base in this field, I feel traditional and professional training in this area would greatly enhance my ability to provide new skills for both present and future clients. Lisa, congratulations.
Hi, everybody. I just want to thank the CCB for selecting me as a recipient and all the contributors who make these scholarships possible. enjoy the meal, everybody.
You are very welcome. Thank you. Congratulations. Okay, I'm going to turn it back over.
Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. And this is my husband, James Feller.
We husbands are an afterthought, James. Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to Donna Pomerantz to read the names of the rest of the recipients.
Okay. Other 2008-2009 scholarship students, many of whom may attend the spring convention on April 4th, 2009. Our first student is Mr. Craig Warren Sines, Music Scholarship Awardee, an entering student to attend the University of Pacific, major music performance. Our next student is Mr. Reynaldo Mendoza, and he is a lower division student attending Fresno City College, and his major is music with an emphasis in guitar, my favorite instrument. Our next student is Ms. Kira Ann Kimura, and she is a lower division student. She is an Active Blind Incorporated Scholarship awardee attending Dominican University of California, San Rafael, California. And her major is in Humanities and Cultural Studies. Our next student is Ms. Yvonne Garcia, who is a lower division student attending Fresno City College, and her major is social work. Our next student is Mr. Ben Peters, and he is a lower division student who is the recipient of the Raymond... Oh, God. Can't say it. Raymond... Thank you. Frankie. See, I couldn't say it. I knew I was going to mispronounce it. And Jerry Fields Memorial Scholarships, attending College of the Redwoods, Crescent City, California. And the major is a BA in psychology and a BA and MA in visual impairments. Okay, our next student is
Ms. Rachel Elizabeth Grider, and she's a lower division student, and she is receiving the Signs Music Scholarship awardee, attending California State Stanislaus, Interlock, California. Yay, we have some clapping out there. Yay. And her major is music with a double concentration, vocal arts performance, and music composition. Mr. James Forbes, Jr. is an upper division student attending Humboldt State University. And his major is completing a BS in business administration. And our next student is, and the pages are getting stuck here. Just one second. Our next student is Mrs. Lana Lee. We have lots of claps there. And she is a graduate student, Active Blind Incorporated Scholarship awardee, attending San Francisco State University. And her major is in rehabilitation counseling. Yes. Our next student is Miss Stephanie Inyart. And Stephanie is a graduate student attending UCLA School of Law in Los Angeles, California. Yay! And the major is in JD Law. Our last student is Ms. Pamela Beckman-Lyon, and she is a graduate student, Active Blind Incorporated Scholarship awardee, attending Antioch University, Santa Barbara, California, and her major is in clinical psychology, doctorate degree. Thank you very much.
Okay, let me just say one quick thing. You know, we have, you know, many donations that come to us for scholarships, but this year we are really fortunate to present, and you heard some of the names. The Active Blind Incorporated is a group that has gotten together and made us their agent to select scholarship winners. And this, for this current school year, we are presenting a total of $8,500, I believe it is, to various scholarship recipients. And we really want to thank the folks with the Active Blind Incorporated for their which is, I believe, headed by, at least it's our representative, is John Catalano, and it's an outstanding group. We want to give them a hand too.
Okay. Congratulations, all of you student recipients. That was wonderful. And I have to get on my soapbox really quickly. As president of Blind Students of California, I expect us all to spread the word about blind students and what we're all capable of doing. It's not can we, it's when will we. Okay, I'm going to pass this over to Mitch Pomerantz, ACB president.
He just mentioned this to me. Thank you, Brandy and Jeff. And I do want to say that Lana Lee, I tried to get Donna to mention it, but she didn't. Lana Lee is also an ACB scholarship winner. So she's doing the kind of double dipping we like. But it's always wonderful to attend. We talk in CCB about a home chapter. Well, this is my home state affiliate, and it's great to be here. We have an organization in the American Council of the Blind that is only as strong as our individual state and special interest affiliates. And I am still very proud to say that, and this is being streamed, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think CCB is still the best affiliate in all of the American Council of the Blind. So, since we have a very distinguished speaker coming right up, I will end with those few comments and thank Jeff and the CCB board for, again, having the opportunity to be here this weekend. So, thanks.
Thank you, Mitch. And I think we all agree with him. CCB is best. All right. I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to Roger Peterson.
It gives me pleasure as representative of Kathy Skivers, the chair of the Awards and History Committee, to do this. I want to add my personal thanks to Senator Lowenthal for being, as Governor Schwarzenegger would say, interested in special interests, because we are a special interest. However, we are also the people of California. We're not special interests because we give money or anything like that. We're special interests because we have special needs, and we have, and the things we advocate are right. And it's been my experience that most legislators are really interested in doing right. And I think we have an example here of a legislature who, of a legislator who saw a need and did the best he could, although the governor saw fit not to sign it, to do something that we really need to be done. And it's one of those things that's for our special interest group, but when we get sound added to the appropriate sound added to quiet vehicles, and we will get it, it will be not only beneficial to us, but to lots of other people too, bicyclists, children, pedestrians. And I even heard the other day or yesterday when the psychologist from UC Riverside spoke that they think that animals get more or get run over more by quiet vehicles. So Senator Lowenthal carried our bill, SB 1174, and got it all the way through the legislature, and it was passed by both houses and sent to the governor, and as I said, he vetoed it, but it's, as he would say, we'd be back. And we also have a bill in the federal, in the Congress, and it's not going anywhere this session either, but it'll be back too. So eventually we're going to get it. And meanwhile, we wanted to recognize Senator Lowenthal for what he did for us, but what he does in general, and for being oriented toward the right causes. You know, just like the quiet vehicles, we advocated for all, we said, you know, the people, curb ramps are used not only by people in wheelchairs, but by people with shopping carts, people with baby strollers, people with bicycles. And I understand that closed captioning for the deaf is used in sports bars. So most of the things that we do are not narrow special interest in that sense, but they are things that we need and things that will benefit society in general. And so I want to present a special award to Senator Lowenthal, and I'd like, Ed, are you going to read it? Okay.
You want it read?
Yeah.
The plaque states, California Council of the Blind Special Recognition Award presented to the Honorable Senator Alan S. Lowenthal, whose concern for blind, visually impaired, and other pedestrian safety is demonstrated by his introduction and successful promotion of SB 1174 in the California Legislature, mandating research to resolve the safety hazards of quiet vehicles, presented this 25th day of October 2008 in the City of Los Angeles, California.
Thank you very much. I'm really honored to receive this special recognition. SB 1174 was the right bill. It was a good bill. It had not only is it time that California, as we move towards hybrids and hybrid electric and all electric and quiet cars, not only is it the time to really deal with the public safety issues that are involved in that, and to make sure that they're sound and that people are protected, it's also important that as we develop these recommendations, that the people that are the most affected, and I think that was one of the strengths of SB 1174, that people who are blind help to make those recommendations, not that they're imposed upon the community, that people come together with the state to, and this would have been done through the California Energy Commission, to make recommendations back to the legislature, but that the people most affected participate in that process. And that's what I think the governor did not understand. We are much stronger as a people when those that are affected by our legislation help us to develop our legislation. That's really who we are, and that's really the strength of California. And so I'm just convinced that, you know, we're going to be back. We're going to have really great legislation in this area, and we're going to be here longer than the governor. Thank you.
With you. All right. Thank you, Senator. That's such an important part of all of our lives, and it really means a lot to us that you care to help us. So, okay. Tonight we have a couple of special guests that have come a very long way to come and see us. I would like to welcome to the group Stacy Fasuk, I think I'm saying that right, and Amelia Citrone from Hawaii. Now that's dedication to come from that far away to a banquet with us. All right. Would you like to say a few words?
Aloha. I just wanted to say that I'm very honored to be here with all of you folks, and I'm having a really good time, and maybe I'll be invited back next time. So thank you for having us.
Hi, I haven't been here in a long time, but I've been to a number of your California conventions, and we normally only get to see, you know, your guys that come over to Hawaii when we have ours. And so it's nice seeing everybody again and see some of you in March. Thank you.
Boy, wouldn't it be nice to be able to go to Hawaii? Woo! That's such a gorgeous place to live. All right. Next on our agenda, we have membership awards. Miss Artis Bazin is going to help us out with that. She really holds a lot of hats in this organization. Thank you, Artis.
Okay, hello, everybody. I'm first going to tell you which chapter won the Membership Incentive Award. In the fall, we give an incentive award to the chapter who is increased by the highest percentage between the spring convention and the fall convention. This time, the winner is the Silicon Valley chapter. And the president of that chapter is Mike Keithley. Next, I'm going to be reading off a list of people who are going to be getting pins for being in CCB a certain number of years. Before I do that, I want to encourage all of the chapters to remember to send in their letters about their chapter projects that they've done during 2008. And those letters are due by February 15. And you need to tell us what your chapter did as a project of your members and how it helped in your local community. So I want you to think about that. You've got a few months to think about it. Okay, the list of pins that we're going to give out tonight are as follows. And I'm just going to read a couple at a time so that way Ed and Diana can give them to the person. When I read your name, please stand so that they can find you to give you your pin. The first one I have is from the Redwood Empire chapter, Bill Gillespie, for a 5-year pin. The next one is from the Greater Bakersfield chapter, John Ross, for a 5-year pin. Okay, the next one, and I'm probably going to screw this name up. It's Penny Valdevitas. And that's for a 5-year pin. Okay, the next one is the San Diego chapter. And the first one is Glenda Castle. For 20 years. Next one from San Diego is Patty Davis for 20 years. The next one is Larry Freeman for 20 years. Okay, then we have the San Gabriel Valley chapter. For 25 years, Mitch Pomerantz. Okay, for 25 years is Albert Contreras. Years, Pam Pology. 25 she's standing right beside me, I could tell when they give her hers.
Yes, right. I don't know if I could.
Okay, next. We have 5 years, Donna Pomerantz. 5 years, Gloria Broderick. Okay, yes, it is 25. Yeah, 25 years. Okay. Sorry about that. So we might have the wrong one here for you. So,
hey, artists.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
We've been teasing the head table about the fact that they're having trouble reading things because they haven't had their drinks yet. Is that your problem?
Actually, I think I wrote it wrong because I was trying to put the number in front of the name so I could find it faster, and I just wrote it wrong.
Good excuse, artist. Good excuse.
Oh, yes. Okay, the next one is 5 years, Laura Russell. Also 5 years, Wayne Thompson. Five years, Sabatnik. Okay. 20 years, we have Vince Calderon. 20 years chapter, we have Steve Fort, 20 years. And those are just the ones that are here. We're sending the pins to the ones that gave us your names that weren't coming to the banquet, and you'll be getting those in your chapter meetings. Thank you all.
Thank you, artists. And you know I tease out of love. All right, I'm going to hand the mic over to Jeff. Are you ready for it, Jeff? All right, here we go.
You know, I usually prepare or try to prepare an introduction so that I know exactly what to say. But with some people, I sort of throw out the book a little bit. I'm really, really proud to introduce our keynote speaker. She's a woman I've known, how long have we known each other? 6, 7, 8 years? I don't exactly remember. Not. Okay, I'm not too bad. I have seen Jesse Lorenz grow so much in the last 9 years, must be, so she says. She has become a champion of rights for persons with disabilities, and most especially those of us who are blind or visually impaired in the Bay Area. She is an incredible and compassionate human being. She does amazing work at the Lighthouse for the Blind, and she is just a gold medal person. Jesse Lorenz. Oh, we got a mic.
Thank you, Jeff. So I'm Jesse Lorenz, and like Jeff said, I am the Director of Public Policy at the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco, and I am a proud member of the California Council of the Blind. Mine is a rather improbable journey, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell you a little bit about it. It took me quite a long time to get to the point where I'm standing in front of you tonight. I had to deal with a strange garbage man. I've spent quite a bit of time in the gym. And I've played in 2 gold medal games. But let me tell you about this lady I met on the bus yesterday. I was going from Oakland Coliseum BART station to the Oakland airport on the bus, and there was a woman, perhaps a little on the intoxicated side, if you know what I mean. And she said, "You're so brave. I would hate to have your life." And, you know, despite myself, I couldn't help but smile. Because I knew that I'd hate to have her life, too. I don't define myself as brave. I simply refuse to sit back and let life quietly slip past me. I want to be involved. I want to try things. I want to get off the sidelines and get into the game. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about dreaming big, working hard, and getting off those sidelines and into the game. I think those people who say, I'm just content to sit here on the couch. I'm blind. I'm deaf. I'm sick. I'm just going to hang out here on the couch. I think they're missing something. I think they're missing a life. The ironic thing is the things that make my life hard are probably the same things that make that woman's life on the bus hard. We both live in a society that values our contributions in a very limited sense. So blatant discrimination against people who are blind and visually impaired is perhaps less common today than it once was. People with disabilities still face a myriad of challenges in our efforts to integrate fully into society, particularly our challenges in finding jobs. For women with disabilities in particular, these challenges are even more pronounced. Women with disabilities have greater levels of unemployment than men with disabilities. They participate in rehabilitation programs at lower rates, and the benefits checks that women receive are, in general, less than the benefit checks of males with disabilities. Unfortunately, most people in the general public still see blindness as a tragedy, and they see blind people, that's me and you, a lot of us in this room, as isolated and disadvantaged citizens. I gotta tell you, as a woman with a disability, I find this view offensive. I'm grateful for my body, I'm grateful for my mind, and I'm grateful for the will inside me that pushes me to be successful and to push through all the barriers that society and everyone else places in front of me. I feel honored to be part of a collective history of people with disabilities who came before me. Kathy Skivers, for example, who was one of the founders of the American Council of the Blind and is a member of she's a member of the California Council of the Blind. She's devoted her life to making sure that people who are blind and visually impaired are integrated into the fabric of society. ACB and CCB, when Apple says the iPhone is primarily a visually oriented device, and it does not need to be accessible to people who are blind. ACB and CCB aren't going to take that. They're not going to sit on the sidelines. They're going to keep fighting and fighting until blind people have access to all kinds of information technology. When Governor Schwarzenegger vetoes the bill on quiet cars legislation, CCB is not going to just sit back and take it. We're going to keep fighting until our people are integrated into every element of society. There is power in community, folks. As Helen Keller said, alone I can do so little, together we can do so much. I was born in this little mountain town called Durango, Colorado. Population 15,000. Durango is located in the southwest corner of Colorado, where Colorado meets Utah, New Mexico, and Arizona. I was born with glaucoma. My first 24 months of life, I had 21 eye surgeries. I now wear bilateral prosthesis, which, for those of you who don't know, I'll translate. That means two fake eyes. Really, really good paint job. As a kid, I used to build tree forts and make mud pies, occasionally eat mud pies, and climb trees with all the neighborhood kids. Sometimes I'd get separated from the group of kids I was playing with, and one of the mountain mamas would take me by the hand and lead me home. I remember one day in particular when one of the mountain mamas said to my mom, "You know, you should really keep her closer to you." My mom, I'll never forget this, she said, "What do you expect me to do? Tie her to a chair and turn on the radio?" Well, needless to say, I continued to play outside with the neighborhood kids, holding hands when going from place to place and climbing trees. In fact, it was a source of great pride that one summer I could climb trees higher than any of the other kids in the neighborhood. I never saw my visual impairment as a reason to stay inside or not be included. I got involved, got into the game, got off the sidelines, because that was the only thing I knew how to do. When the neighborhood kids rode two-wheel bikes, I got a two-wheel bike. My mom had some rules. She said, "Stay in the driveway." And that worked. Well, it worked until the day the garbage man brought me home, his big leather-gloved hand in mine and my bike under his arm.
He said, "Lady, I darn near ran her over." So Mom made up a new rule. She said, "You may only ride your bike in the grass." And if any of you have ever done that, it's not a lot of fun. So my bike riding adventures on a single two-wheeled bicycle were pretty much shot at that point. I was the older sister to two younger siblings, so I learned quite early how to be the boss. My fiancé, Tom, will assure all of you that nothing has changed. When I was 19, I moved to Berkeley. And even with a highly trained seeing eye dog at my side, I found the sights and sounds, particularly the sounds of California, really disorienting. The trains were so loud, I was pretty much convinced that they could jump track and, like, take me out any, you know, at their choosing or something. I no longer had access to the special education system or orientation and mobility instructors that I had grown so accustomed to as a kid. The only thing I had were my brains and my capacity to make things work for myself. I rode the BART trains from one end of the line to the next and wrote the names down of each station on every line. I got really, really good at asking questions and asking for assistance. And in all of my adventures, I only had to pop my eyes out once to prove to an Immuni driver that I really was blind. I try not to do that trick too often. You know, I feel I have been incredibly blessed in my life. I have been helped by numerous people, programs, and institutions. The Department of Vocational Rehabilitation funded my schooling. When I first started out in the world, I was a recipient of Social Security. Now I am at a stage in my life where I'm beginning the process of becoming a first-time home buyer. And I've got a wonderful array of folks around me, some of whom are CCB members, who have kicked me in the butt at different times in my life when I needed a little bit of motivation. Because I care about these people, programs, and institutions, and because I care about the woman who comes behind me, I'm going to vote on November 4th in the 2008 election. I'm going to vote because I want to make my country better. I'm going to vote because I care about the future of stem cell research. I'm going to vote on November 4th, 2008, because I care about health care coverage in this country. Most of all, though, I'm going to vote because I want a president who has a plan for supporting folks with disabilities trying to get jobs. Yeah. We have got to get our people to work. A 70% unemployment rate is absolutely egregious and would not be accepted in any other community. Government subsidies and housing programs, I think sometimes they let people just exist. And it's not acceptable anymore. I don't want to exist. You want to exist? No, I want to thrive. I want to be out there in the game. I feel that so strongly that I have endeavored to be the best at the world at something. I recently returned from the second largest sporting event in the world, the 2008 Beijing Paralympic Games. Paralympic Games include athletes who are blind and visually impaired, athletes who are amputees, people who have dwarfism, people who have cerebral palsy. It does not include individuals with intellectual disabilities. The Paralympics were started in Rome in 1960, and the first Paralympics in Rome had 400 athletes. These games in Beijing 2008 included 4,200 athletes from 147 countries. It's pretty remarkable. The United States delegation included 213 athletes went to Beijing, and 24 were athletes who have visual impairments. Pretty amazing. I competed on the 2008 women's goalball team that claimed gold in Beijing. Little audio description. I have the medal on, and I'm totally willing to show it off later. I'm all about access, you know. The meaning of the gold medal is only starting to sink in. As days go by, I start to kind of realize the meaning in a more deeper way. My Paralympic lesson, essentially, however, is this. You gotta dream big. You gotta work hard. For years, I got up early. I ate right. I taught myself mental relaxation and focusing techniques. I went to the gym rather than partying. Just gotta tell you, that's a sacrifice for me. I went to the gym rather than partying or going on vacations. I was a member of the team in 2004 that competed in Athens, Greece. We took the silver in Athens. After the Athens Games, I decided I was going to retire. I had beat my body a little bit too hard in those games. 2006, however, the goalball bug bit me again. I put my hat back into the ring for national team contention. And the national coach said, "Lorenz, you are not going to arrogantly walk your way back on my team." And walked away. And so, I didn't make his 2006 team. I didn't make the 2007 team. I didn't make the 2008 team until April of this year. I worked harder and trained smarter because I had the goal in mind. The goal was not 2017. The goal was not 2016. The goal is this medal around my neck right now. I trained with greater tenacity for this task, this gold medal, than anything I have trained for or devoted this much energy to in my life. When I was thinking, oh, I don't know if I can fit in a workout, I thought about gold. When I was thinking, oh, I made a mistake, during practice, I went through and visualized my mistake in my head and corrected it either through strength conditioning or through changing my body mechanics. I spent 100 hours on the court in the last year simply doing drills to improve my footwork. Add to that all of the time spent on the court competing and practicing, and I've been in the gym a lot lately. My strength as an athlete is actually my speed. My body mass index and VO2 max are very low. My teammates count on me to be fast, kind of like a goalie, and to prevent the ball from going into the net. I pushed myself harder than I pushed myself for anything in my life to go to Beijing, and I came home with the medal I planned to around my neck. Competing in China is unlike any experience I've had competing in the United States or in any other country, for that matter. The competition conditions were, think of like Division I basketball. There was music, there were mascots running around and TV screens with, replays, and 6,000 standing room only crowds. Which, if you compare that to the Paralympics in 1996, the largest crowd in the 1996 games was between 400 and 500 people. So, yeah, it's quite a big difference. It was an incredible amount of fun. And the way that China opened their arms to the gold ball athletes, the Chinese people, it was pretty amazing. As an aside, within my first 24 hours of being in China, I want you to know that I could independently identify all of the paper currency. So if China can do it, so can we. Nothing really prepared me for the mayhem and overwhelming feelings that happened after the big win. So we won, and you know, there's, yeah, exactly, now what? I heard someone in the audience, now what? Well, there was 45 minutes between the win and the medal ceremony itself, in which two of my teammates were immediately taken for drug testing. Yeah, our athletic trainer was asked to preview the national anthem just to make sure that everything was as it should be. And we had to change clothes quickly to get into the medal attire. It was a really incredible experience. And the Chinese team, the Chinese women, really raised the bar for women's Paralympic goal ball. And it was an honor to compete against them. Coming into the gold medal game, Chinese women were completely undefeated. And the USA women, we had one loss and two ties. I guess we like being the underdogs. What was really amazing to me was the resources and the dedication that China put into its Paralympic athletes. They have a Paralympic training center that dedicates two courts exclusively to the goalball program, which is pretty awesome. China's men took gold and their women took silver in their Paralympic debut. Neither the Chinese men or the Chinese women had seen had been to the Paralympics before. Nothing is quite like standing there on the top of the podium, though. I gotta tell you, they put the medal around my neck, and I touched the medal, and suddenly I was aware of the enormous amount of people who touched this dream, and I'm behind every great athlete or successful athlete. There is a host of family, friends, coworkers, and a community that has been behind that individual or that team to get them to that point. I'm really fortunate because I have the best of all of those. But there's one person I thought about a little more than all the rest, and that's my fiancé, Tom. I don't know if any of you have ever lived with an Olympic or Paralympic athlete, but this became an all-encompassing part of our household. My dream became our dream, and it literally, it was the focus, it was our collective dream, and I am so looking forward to now taking the time and taking my energy and putting it into Tom's dreams. Oh, that was good, because when I practiced this in the hotel room, I cried at that part. So I'm really glad I didn't cry this time around. One of the interesting things about having a podium full of athletes with visual impairments was our inability to find the flag. We really, you know, you want to find the flag and gaze in the proper direction to show the flag your respect. And we couldn't find it. Fortunately, one of our albino athletes spotted it, and then there we were, hands on heart, singing. Most of us were crying for all of the world to see that the USA women's goalball team is the best goalball team in the entire world. I believe that what brought this team to the top was our collective dream of gold. not unlike our collective dream of equal opportunity brings us to this room tonight. My blindness paints a sharp contrast between easy and difficult. It forces me to push past the limitations others place on me. I don't want just to exist. I want to be in the game. I've traveled to Brazil, to China, to Greece, to New Orleans during martial law after Hurricane Katrina. I've parasailed. I have a silver and a gold medal. I've been held up in a taxi. I've done flips off of a high dive. I've been arrested for protesting. Lost in East Oakland. I've slept in more airports than I care to count, unfortunately. And I brave the Bay Area commute daily. I've been in the presence of Olympians, presidents, senators, mayors. In short, I live my life to the fullest, and I try to make a difference. I make a difference in my work. I make a difference in my sport. I make a difference when I choose to go to the trendy new restaurant everyone's talking about. I make a difference in the way I live my life because I choose to. How about you? Are you sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out a way to get into the game? I'm not saying the solution is easy, but it is pretty simple. Dream big, work hard, and get off the sidelines and into the game. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jesse. That's such an inspirational talk. And a lot of us will definitely heed your words and get off the sidelines. All right. Artist Bazin has one more pen to announce.
Someone came up to me and said that their name wasn't turned in, so I want to make sure that we recognize Chris Gray for 25 years.
And I, too, have something to do, and I have four little presentations to make. And the first one I'm going to do myself. I might do the second one myself, too. The first one I'm going to give some Ghirardelli chocolate, since she's through training, and I guess she can, and maybe she'll even share with that other dreamer of hers. Okay, you're very, very welcome. What an amazing speech, huh? Let's hear it again for Jesse. And the second one I'm going to give to our courageous and wonderful BSC president and MC, Brandy Morgan. I know she'll figure out what to do with it. And we have two more Ghirardelli chocolates for the wonderful ladies from Honolulu, Stacy and Amelia. Mahalo to you. And we'll get them out to you. You want to bring those out to them, Diana, if you could? Okay, thank you. I wanted to keep them, but they said I couldn't. Okay, Brandy, back to you.
All right. A man after my own heart, chocolate. How many women out there wouldn't want chocolate? I mean, come on. All right. Tonight, over the last few days, and even before we got here, in some cases, we had some raffles. I'm sure you all have heard of a few of them. Guide Dogs has had one.
Door prizes before the raffle.
Okay. We have door prizes first.
And
so
two door prizes.
Ed. All right. Who's ready for a door prize?
What they are and that they should see you win.
Okay.
Okay, we have...
I may be too near a speaker. If I start feeding back, in fact, I'll just turn the other way here to try and stop that. This is Chris Gray, and I have two all-in-play door prizes left to give out tonight. I could give one tomorrow, but I thought maybe there's more people here tonight.
Good.
So these two prizes are donated by the great folks at allinplay.com. One, we gave away this afternoon, but the lady who won it preferred to get something else, and she doesn't have a computer, so I don't blame her. If you don't have a computer and your name is drawn, you could give this away to a friend and feel totally free to do that. If you don't want to be a winner tonight and have your name thrown back in, that's understandable as well. The first of these two prizes is a free 3-month subscription to All in Play, and we'll draw a name now.
Lewis Preston.
Lewis Preston, are you in the room? I'll bet you are. Lewis?
Yes.
Congratulations. All right.
Congratulations,
and the last,
Lewis.
The last prize from allinplay.com is a 1-year subscription to the service. Let's see if we can find a winner.
Oh, see, now he's over here telling me, see, I gave you the chocolate, you have to pull my name.
You know how it is,
I don't
Brandy.
Play favorites. Sorry, Jeff. All right, the winner is Christy Crispin.
Christy, are you here? Finally, I'd like to... Christy is here, right? Very good. I want to announce also, if I might, I'll keep it very brief because I know these banquets drag on. But in addition to these prizes today, 5 door prizes, we have been given an opportunity in CCB, and the fundraising committee approved this today. We're going to register with All in Play on Monday. I'm going to take care of it as your treasurer. And anyone who wants to buy a quarter or a year, they're going to give a donation to CCB if you ask them to do it. So all of you here in the audience and all of you around the world on ACB Radio, please remember, go buy your subscription to All in Play and mark the California Council of the Blind as an organization you want them to donate to, and they'll donate $5. So what that means is your president, Jeff Tom, and your treasurer, Chris Gray, are going to be signing up next week, and we hope to beat all of you who won these subscriptions this convention time. Thank you very much.
Okay. So congratulations to all of our door prize winners. Now we're going to move on to some of the raffles that have been going on throughout the convention and in some cases before. So, I'm sorry?
We have to do that.
Do what?
I guess I will do it.
Okay, we're going to let Jeff interrupt for just a minute.
Can Margaret Buckman Garcia, are you in the room? Are you here? Can you come up, please? We have one last item to take care of before we go to the raffles and the auction and all of that. Okay. We were so thrilled this week, the board was, to approve the charter of the Yosemite Gateway chapter. And now I'd like to hear all those in favor of ratifying the board's motion for the Yosemite Gateway chapter's charter. Say aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. So here I am to present to the new chapter president, Margaret Buckman Garcia of the Yosemite Gateway chapter, their new charter and a check for $500 for startup costs for that wonderful Merced chapter. And thank you and congratulations. And there you go. We're so happy. You want to say something, Margaret?
I just want to say I'm very proud to bring more members into this group, and I look forward to a long relationship.
Thank you, Margaret. Okay, on to the raffles.
Who all has a raffle? Okay, since it's most convenient for me, I suppose I'll do the blind students raffle first. Blind students this year had a 50-50 raffle. And so for those of you that have entered, pull out your little tickets because we're going to pull a name. There was $280 worth of tickets bought, so the winner will receive $140. Jeff, would you pull the name, please?
Yeah, might as well, since I blew my own chance.
There you go. All right.
We have, oh, I don't think I have this number anyway. 474.
474 is the winning number. Let's see if there's a name on the back of it. No, there's not. 474.
No,
there's no name on the back, so the winner must be present.
We got a winner!
Yay! Thank you for participating and supporting Blind Students of California.
Find out who our winner was.
Who was our winner back there? Yay, Chuck! Congratulations, Chuck. Okay, I know one of our other raffles was going... Sorry, I didn't hear that. Oh.
They use the dollar bill back there, don't they?
They use the dollar bill there. Jeff is up here teasing about the dollar bill.
Well, I want to know, Chuck, do they use dollar bills back in Wisconsin? I don't know, you know.
Hey, whatever other raffles.
I think, is that it? Do we have ask them?
Did we have any other raffles? Besides sweepstakes. Guide dog users, that's correct. Where are the guide dog user tickets? Okay.
Whoever's doing the guide dog raffle.
Whoever's doing the guide dog users raffle, please raise your hand so that Ed can bring you the mic. What a good mic runner he is.
Okay. I'm going to be pressed into service as Jerry Arakawa to do the guide dog users of California raffle. And it's a 50-50 raffle, and I want to thank all of you, of course, for purchasing tickets to the raffle. Special thanks to the LA Southwest Puppy Raisers who did such a wonderful job staffing our booth for us. Okay. Do we have the box here?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, I just did the thank yous, and we're going to pull the name now. So, again, good luck to everyone, especially to me, of course.
How much is the winner going to get?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not sure how much it is because...
Well, when are you going to pull the drawing?
Yeah, that's a good question because I'm not sure if Dan and Ann are here.
Okay. Ed's shaking it up. Let's get... How about Mitch? Oh. Even better, Donna's drawing it.
Thank you. I didn't buy a ticket.
No, so that's why...
Mary Beth Randall won. That could not have been more appropriate. Thank you. She's not here. No, you don't have to be present. Yeah, that one was not a must be present to win, so we will let Mary Beth know that she won. Okay. Does anyone else have a raffle that they wanted to do?
Let's do the sweepstakes.
Okay. Are we ready for the sweepstakes? Okay. I've got to dig my arm into this big box. Oh.
First prize, timeshare, New Year's Eve 2009.
First prize is timeshare,
Las Vegas
2009. Okay, I'm digging all the way to the bottom. Mixing it up. Oh, that's good. Close your eyes. I can't see it anyway. All right.
George T. Christian, whoever he may be.
George T. Christian is the winner of the grand prize.
Okay.
All right.
The prize is the $500.
All right. Are we ready for second prize?
Okay, I'll draw for the $500. Whoa, we sold a bunch of tickets for this.
No kidding.
I don't think it was written on the card.
What chapter?
What chapter?
LH.
All it says on the back is for the chapter is LH.
What is it? Who's here?
Okay, 510.
In the Bayview area.
Bayview area.
LA could be Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah, that may be it.
It might be Lighthouse. I believe it is Lighthouse chapter. Okay, so.
The Silicon Valley Council of the Blind itself has won the.
Whoa!
Silicon Valley Council has won second place, or second prize of $500.
And then
the wonderful third prize, the two cheaters.
Falls to Newcastle.
Really? That's what it is. King's Apparel. King's and Monarch's Apparel.
Okay. Our next prize is two T-shirts.
One from the Kings and one from the Monarchs.
One from the Kings and one from the Monarchs. All right.
Debbie Fry.
Debbie Fry has won the T-shirts. Congratulations to our winners, and thank you all for your support of the California Council of the Blind. We are a tight group. We are a group that gets out there and makes our presence known, and it's with all of your help that we're able to do the things we do. So that's my soapbox moment, okay? All right, I'm going to pass this mic over to Jeff so that he can say what he wants to say.
What I want to say is, didn't Brandy Morgan do an awesome job as MC? Yeah. Yes, indeed. And she's going to do the same job with the help of Lena and Foster Brown and others in making BSC the kind of organization that we know it can be. So thank you, Brandy. Okay. We are ready for the auction. All right. We are going to begin the auction. Abby, come up here. Okay. We're going to begin the auction with a donated gift from a great member of the San Francisco chapter and a board member, David Jackson. We have a musical snow globe, which he has donated. And what music does this play? Does anybody know? I've been asked to sing it for the group.
She's gonna
I'm leaving now.
But Abby has rejected my offer.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, Christmas tree. On three.
Oh,
Tannenbaum it is. Okay. So.
I think that's the cue for the MC to take the mic and run.
Probably so. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they did get quiet. I think they were ready for my opening. Okay. So, we'll take a value on this, an opening bid of $10. Do I hear $10? $10 out there, do I hear $10? $10, $10. Do I hear, I don't even hear $10. Do I hear $5? What do I hear? What? $12. Do I hear 12? Do I hear 14? $12. Do I hear $14? $12. Do I hear 14? $12. Do I hear 14? $12 going what? $15. Do I hear 20? $15. Do I hear 20? $15. That snow globe. She goes, oh, Tannenbaum. Just like that. $15. Do I hear 20? $15 going once. $15 going twice. And sold for $15. Thank you very much. Would you raise your hand if you bid $15? And you can sing.
Don't give up your day job.
We'll pay at the end, Avi. I think that's better. Peter?
Yeah.
Let's pay at the end. Let's pay at the end. We're sort of working the details out as we go along. So you folks, we only have 12 more items, so it won't take that long for this auction. But they got some great items. We got a talking microwave at the end. So, Avi Schumann, auctioneer extraordinaire, what is our next item? Ooh, we have, my wife donated this, so I know what this is. This is a Seven Dwarfs collectible. It's Seven Dwarfs on a log. It the retail value is $200. It is lovely, lovely, lovely. If you... We're going to open the bid at $60. Do I hear $60? $60, do I hear $60? $60. You're going to get a deal with this. You're going to get a deal with this. Do I hear $55? Do I hear $55? $55. It is, okay, what is the inches on that thing there?
Let me describe this to you. It's the seven dwarves walking back home from work, and they're on this log, and they all look like they're singing, except my favorite one.
Grumpy.
Not grumpy.
No,
Dopey.
No.
Dopey reminds me of myself.
All right. What do we have for an opening bid? What do we have for an opening bid on this thing? I can't
it's
carry it home.
It's a pretty thing. Whoever gets it will enjoy it on their
this
mantle.
This is a collectible, believe
a
me. What do we have? Do we have any bid at all? Or will I take it home?
Cards.
We will take credit cards, absolutely. Absolutely. Is that a bid?
We have a $50 bid.
Bronze, isn't it? Yes, I know. I will say it. What is it made of?
What?
Bronze?
What's it made of?
It's plaster or porcelain.
It's either a plaster or a porcelain. It's hard to know for sure. It's probably a porcelain because it is a very valuable item. So we have a bid of $50. $50. We have $55. $50. We have $55. $50 going once. What a steal someone's going to get. $50 going twice, and sold to the MC for $50. I'm telling you, the students are going to auction that off for $150. Thank you very much. Okay, what is our next item?
How about a weekend at this hotel?
A weekend?
Two, including breakfast.
A weekend at the Four Points. And you wait for a few months more and it'll be renovated. And you get... And Victor will personally serve you any drink you want. Because Victor will probably know your name. Because he knows everybody's name. So, okay. Let's try a bit of... Say what? Two nights. Two nights. Let's try an opening bid of...
Weekend.
$50. Let's see if we can get... You're not going to stay in any hotel for $10. Let's see an opening bid of $50. Have a getaway. What is that? Introduction to Pretty Woman? Come to L.A. or whatever they say. I can't remember what it says right now. But $30. We have a bid of $30. $30. We have $35. $30 for two nights at a hotel? Say what? Oh, we hear $90. Now, there you go. That's a better deal. $90, do we hear $100? $90, $100. $90, do we hear $100? $90, that's still a steal. That's better. We got $100. $100, do we hear $110? $100, do we hear $110? $100, do we hear $110? $100? Be $110, $100 going once. Oh, better than a two for one steal. $100 going twice. And sold. Whoop. I heard a bid. $110. I heard a $110. Do I hear $120? You at $100, you're going to lose it. Don't lose it. $100, $110. Do I hear $120? $110. Do I hear $120? Only $120 may get it. $110. Do I hear $120? $110 going once. $110 going twice. $115. We have $115. You will get a real steal of $115. Whoever was that guy that bid $110, he better not let it go away. You could get it for $125. $120, do I hear $125? $120, do I hear $125? $120, it'll only take $125, and it maybe be yours. $120 going once, $120 going twice, and sold to the gentleman for $120. Thank you very much.
You people are lucky. If I was the auctioneer, if you moved a finger, I'd call that a bid. I have, and...
Okay, could raise your hand so that we can figure out who it is, and we'll. But you.
But well, you don't want to give it to them yet because they got to
pay
for it.
Yeah.
Stand up. Pay for it.
Ron Smith.
Ah. Okay. So.
Okay, give me one of the pens.
Our audio describer person is here with the next item.
I don't know if any of you know, but Louis Herrera does beautiful woodworking. And he has donated a rosewood pen and letter opener set. And it is gorgeous. So we could start the bid on that. I'd say start the bid at
$25. $25, oh boy, you got a steal. $25, do I hear 35? Do I hear 30? Do I hear 35? 30, do I hear 35? 35, do I hear 40? 35, do I hear 40? This is Louis is the carpenter extraordinaire of the ACB and the CCB. 35, do I hear 40? 35, do I heard 40? Do I hear 45? I heard 40, do I hear 45? 40, do I hear 45? 45, do I hear 50? 45, do I hear 50? You can't copy Louis unless you get it.
I heard a 50.
50, do I hear 55? 50, do I hear 55? 50, do I hear 55? 50, 55, do I hear 60? 55, do I hear 60? You may be able to learn to write if you get it for $60. Do I hear 65? $60, do I hear 65? $60, do I hear 65? $60 going once. Oh, boy, what a bargain. $60 going twice. 65. Still a bargain, but...
What it's a steal.
It's a steal because
actually, no,
Louis puts Louis puts only the tender loving care that he can provide into every inch and centimeter of that pen and pencil set. 65 to here, 75. 65 to here, 75. $65 to here, 75. 65 to here, 75. $65 going once. $70. Ooh, somebody recognized every centimeter of love that Louis put into that item. 70 do I hear 75? 70 do I hear 75? 70 do I hear 75? 70 is just is 75. Okay, 75 do I hear 80? 75 do I hear 80? Louis is crying that they aren't bidding higher for this object. 75 do I hear 80? 75 do I hear 80? 75 going once. 70, 80. Yes, indeed. Louis is a little happier. He's at least looking up. 80 do I hear 85?
Let me tell you, Lou is sitting there crying his eyes out at these low prices. The tears are flowing down his cheeks.
$80, a bargain and basement deal. $80 to here, 85. $80 to here, 85. $80 to here, 85. These are mechanical pencils. You will be able to write anything without ever knowing how to write a lick. $80 to here, 85. $80 to here, 85. $80 going once. $80 going twice. And sold! Thank you very much.
Who bid the 85?
$80.
Who bid the 80?
Hey, the man can write and perform marriages at the same time.
Okay, let's bring out that...
I am not the president. I am the auctioneer. Do not address me in such terms. Okay, we're back to the auto describer person.
Here, Mr. Auctioneer,
yeah.
This is written in not in my language.
Oh, this is in a foreign language. This is in a foreign language.
So read limited everything edition. But the amount below.
Limited edition, cold cast bronze, kosher... Reading with one hand. Oh, it says Cocker. Kosher. It's Cocker, but it's Cocker. It says kosher. Spaniel. By known California artists. You know, I gotta say, you guys, I like doing ACB auctions, but I like our auction better. Hurlbert number 10. Okay, of 100. This is a very unique item. And the estimated value is so high, I'm not even going to tell you. But it is high. Who are you addressing? Who are you addressing? That's better. Limited item, cold cast bronze Cocker Spaniel by known California artist P. Hurlbert. Number 10 of 100. Oh! Okay. This is, the value of this is really incredible.
I'll tell you, it's more than three figures.
Yes, it is. It is a four-figure value. So let's start, and it better go higher. Let's start at 150. Because this is worth almost 10 times this. So, 150. We have a bit of 150.
We have a customer at the end of the table.
I could trade Jesse for that gold medal. Oh, spoil
we have
sport
a bit
over there.
Of 150.
Yeah, it's true. The price of gold is dropping, so this might be worth more. Okay, do we have a bid out there?
Yes.
150.
We have 150. Do I hear 160? $150. Boy, the word bargain doesn't even come out of my mouth at this point. 150. Do I hear something else?
I see.
I heard 170.
Does somebody have their hand up? You have your hand up. It's a bid.
I heard 170 out there. You want to identify who you are just so we sort of know? It's getting a little hard to hear. $180 from Peter. $180. And the value of this is $4 million. $180. Oh, my gosh.
There we have a bid over there.
We have a bid of $185. $185. Do I hear $200? Come on, you got this. We heard $200 from Peter. $200. $200. Do I hear $215? $200. Do I hear $215? $200. Do I hear $215? You could sell this and make a fortune if you buy this at $200. $200. Do I hear $2? Of course, not that you would want to, because the $240. Did I hear? $220. $220. Do I hear $250? $220. Do I hear $250?
Have the $250 bid, sir.
We have a $250.
Yes.
Okay. We have a $250 from Peter. $250. Do I hear $275? $250. Do I hear $275? $250. Do I hear $275? Oh, you're not going to let go to him. Come on. Don't let him get it. Don't. It's a travesty of justice. $250. $250 going once. $250 going twice.
You're
and
gonna let them get away with that?
What?
You're gonna let them get away with $250? Come on over there.
It is a shock. And the unadulterated gall
you can go
of you
another
allowing
hundred.
Him
We're
to
not
pay
proud.
$250. Sold for $250. Peter made out like a bandit.
Peter. By Dooney.
Whoa, I want to see this dog.
Okay, let's go with...
I guess that was a Jewish dog.
Now, the next item up for bid is a CD of Barack Obama. Now, you Democrats want to buy it to save it, but you Republicans in here, you better bid so you can destroy it.
What is this, a CD of Barack Obama?
It's a book. It's a book.
Okay, we have a CD, and we want a bid from our favorite Republican, Louis Herrera.
Wait a minute,
you can bid $500 right off of that. Okay, what's the bid out there?
Obama.
Yes.
The name of the
book. It's the
$25. Now there's a man with convictions.
Who bid the $25? Are you a Democrat or Republican? If you're a Democrat, you Republicans going to let him get away with that?
It's not a CD, it's a book.
Is it? It's probably, is it one of his books?
It's a talking book.
It's a talking book. CDs. It's a, the name is The Essential Barack Obama.
Yeah! The Essential Barack Obama. The essence of Mr. Obama. The quintessence of Barack Obama. It's signed by Sarah Palin. Do I hear 50? $25. Do I hear 50? $25. Do I hear 50? $25. Do I hear 50?
We had a $35 bid.
We're 35. Do I hear 50? $35. Do I hear 50? $35. Do I hear 50? And if it isn't signed by her, it should be. So go out and do it if you buy it. At least you can go on Saturday night. At least you can go on Saturday Night Live and get Tina Fey to sign it, for crying out loud. Come on. $35. Do I hear 50? $35. Do I hear 50? Say what? Joe the Plumber. That's right. That is right. There's a woman with some imagination. $35. Do I hear 50? $35 going once. Did I hear something? No. $35 going twice. $50. There she is. A true supporter of Barack McCain. $50. Do I hit 60? $50. Do I hit 60? $50. This book someday will be worth in the billions, perhaps. Or perhaps not. But you never know. That's a gamble you're taking, and nobody else gets to take it. $50. Do I hear 60? $50. Do I hear 60? $50 going once? $50 going twice? And sold to the next president of the United States for $50.
Who bought it? Who bought it?
Your name.
Vivian.
Vivian. Now let's see what else can we. I know all of you people. There's not a person in here that drinks. Am I right?
You're all
teetotalers. So we're bringing up a wine carrier with a bottle of wine. It has two glasses in it. It has a bottle opener, a corkscrew. It has a bottle cork in it.
It isn't ripple.
No, it's a good bottle. Morgan David. Who's he?
This wine was brewed in the L.A. River.
It is a Chardonnay. I'll have to admit it's only a Chardonnay. But a good bottle. I know. I crush the grapes myself.
With your own teeth.
No, I use my nose. It's bigger.
Okay. $25? We'll start with a $25 bid for this lovely carrier and some scrumptious wine.
What's the brand? What's the brand?
Okay. If it's Ripple, Kevin, it's good enough for you. So just bid $25. $2 Chuck is also, yes.
Keep it open.
What is the brand we want to know here? 212 years old, if it's a day.
I want to know the brand of the wine.
It is older than McCain.
No, one bottle. Of
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
In fact, it is older than McCain and Biden
Jones
together.
Jones Lake Winery. It's a Sauvignon Blanc year of...
We have a $25 bid. I'm sorry, Obi.
2006 James Bridge Winery. Jones Bridge.
Okay, we got a $25 bid somewhere. I heard it, I think. Did I hear one? There's a $30 bid. Do I hear 35? $30. Do I hear 35? $30. Come on, you can let this person get $2 chalk for $30? $30. Do I hear 35? $30. Do I hear 35? 35. There's a man who knows his wine. And he knows his wine before it's time, since he doesn't have it yet.
I work with another
winer. 35. Do I hear 40? 35. Do I hear 40? 35. Do I hear 40? $35 going once. You know, the ACB president has a lot to do, and we can't have him drunk. So somebody better steal this wine away. $40, there you go. $40, do I hear 50? $40, do I hear 50? Who bid that $40?
Richard?
Well, Richard cannot be a drunk state employee, or we'll fire him. So don't let him have the wine either. $40 do I hear 50? $40 do I hear 50? Richard is too young to drink anyway. Do I hear 50? $40 going once. $40 going twice. And sold to that former state employee, Richard Rueda.
Okay, now comes the piece of resistance for our group. Let me tell you. It's something every blind person should have. A whale watching trip. A whale watching trip for two from Fort Bragg.
Fort Bragg?
Yeah.
This is a lovely Christmas gift, even if you don't want to use it yourself. Fort Bragg has... Peter, give us the ancient history of Fort Bragg dating back from, well, the Russians whenever they settled there. Okay, we'll start the bidding at $30. This is... What? Someone said something.
Somebody said something? You can repeat it. You're in a mixed group.
The prize is what?
Fort Bragg, California.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you. These are actually great trips, and Fort Bragg is beautiful. No kidding aside, actually. It is the north coast of California is lovely. Just a few miles from Bakersfield, Brandy, you know? Just a couple miles. No, it's a very lovely area. Do I hear $25? Do I hear an opening bid of $25? We have $25. Do I hear 30? $25. Do I hear 30?
Two.
Two people. There's no way you can do this for $12.50 apiece. No way. You probably even get some whale meat to go. Or blubber. I don't know. Maybe. Yes. This better be a whale of a story, Bill.
There you go, Bill.
This. My name is Bill Gillespie, and my brother Tim Gillespie is
has a charter fishing business in Fort Bragg, where he and I was raised. And 4 years, 5 years ago, he was on a whale-watching trip, and he came up alongside one of the whales that came up and breached right by his boat, and he reached over and was petting the whale.
That is quite a story, Bill. I'm telling you, I would love to touch a whale. I'm serious. This is the first serious thing I've said all evening.
You'd love to touch a whale. I'm sorry, it's against my religion.
Wow.
I'm a devout coward.
$25 is a steal, real steal for this. Do I hear 30? $25. Do I hear 30? A chance to touch a whale? Oh, man. Come on, guys. I got 30. Do I hear 35? 30. Do I hear 35? 30, do I hear 35? 35, do I hear 40? Who was that, Linda? No, who was that? Anyway, I heard 35. Do I hear 40? 35, do I hear 40? 35, do I hear 40? $35 going once. I heard 40, I think. 40, do I hear 45? 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 You can get this. I've heard 45. Do I hear 50? You know, you can get this, you L.A. people. Just get in a little boat, float all the way up the coast to Fort Bragg, and go watch a whale. 45, do I hear 50? 45, do I hear 50? 45, do I hear 50? $45 going once. $45 going to... Don't let her get that.
Somebody said 50.
I heard 50. Yes, indeed, we got 50. $50 to Mr. Wealthy. $50.
Doesn't even eat fish.
Mr. Brad says he doesn't eat fish. Don't let him have it. But a whale is not a fish. He doesn't eat mammals either.
That must be wealthy, so, wealthy.
50, do I hear 55? 50, do I hear 55? 50, do I hear 55? You can schedule this. 55. Oh, we got a competition going here.
Who's the lady that's...
You're going to let her get away with 55.
I thought it was Margaret, yes. Margaret, you can't let a landlubber get that, Frank. And she's another Valley person. You got to outbid her. You cannot. The honor of Turlock is at stake, or wherever you're from. 55 to here, 60. 55 to here, 60. Vita will never forgive you if you don't let her go whale watching. 60. Do I hear 65? 60. Do I hear 65? 60, do I hear 65? $60 going once. $60 going... 65 to Merced. All right, let's go. Let's keep this going. We got two whales going at it here. 65, do I hear 70? 65, do I hear 65, do I hear 70? 65, going once. 65. Did I hear 70? I did. Was that Frank again? Who bid 70?
That's wealthy, wealthy.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, Turlock really has it all over Merced, I guess. They're bidding higher. And what? Okay, we got 70. Well, do we have 75? 70, do we have 75? 70, do we have 75? You know, you can't use that $500 for this whale-watching thing. I hate to tell you that. But you can outbid Turlock any day of the week. 70, do I hear 75? 75. There you go. The honor of Merced has been retained for the moment. 75, do I hear 80? 75, do I hear 80? 75. What? 80 it is.
80.
Oh, Turlock is back in the lead. 80, do I hear 85? 80, do I hear... They battle it out. You know,
and
when Turlock and Merced go at it, they do battle to the max. 80, do I hear 85? 80, do I hear 85? 80, do I hear 85? 80 going once. Oh, boy, Merced's going down already. 80 going twice, but there's still time. And... So, to Turlock Wealthy for $80.
Very cool.
The loser can't blubber.
I say, hey, Mitch, leave the bad ones to me. You come up with the good ones.
The front row has really got problems up here.
The next one will be... A lithograph, Civil War lithograph. If any of you are Civil War buffs, you know of Dale Gallen, who is one of the two top artists on the Civil War. This one has a certificate number. It's number 459 of 500. When they did the 500th, they took the plates and destroyed them. So There are no more. It is a signed lithograph.
It may not be kosher, but it's signed.
Hey, hey, if I had it, it's kosher.
Oh, I see. There you go.
I
see?
Blessed it.
Okay.
What do you want to start with?
Start with $45.
We'll start with a $50 bid. We'll start with an opening bid of $50. This is really cool. I know lots of folks that would like this.
Peter.
We got a bid of $50. Do I hear 60? $50. Do I hear 60? $50. Do I hear 60?
The frame is worth more than that.
Oh, man. $50. Do I hear 60? $50. Don't let Peter get this. $50.
Is he the guy that got that dog?
Is he going to steal? He's going to become an art collector overnight, and he's going to have more money than the rest of us when his investments come true. Say what? $50. Do I hear 60? $50. Oh my gosh! Going once. $50.
Isn't there a good Yankee in the house? Not one of your damn Yankees. I'm talking about.
I'm going to bid 60. Because I know who I could give this to if they wanted it. $60 from me. Do I hear 70? $60, do I hear 70? $60, do I hear 70?
$65.
Do I hear 70? 65, do I hear 70? 65, do I hear 70? I don't think it's lawful, but since I'm not getting paid
in this
for this.
Case, anything is legal.
Anything is legal, Aubrey says, so... We'll have some kind of rule here. But
if you think I'm going to let it go for 70, you're crazy. $75.
$75 to the donator.
I'll buy my own.
$80 from me. $85 from Peter. $85, do I hear 90? $85, do I hear 90? $85, do I hear 90? I'll go 90.
We haven't.
Do I hear 100? 90, do I hear 100? 90, do I hear 100? 90, going once. 90, going twice. And sold to you, she said. Sold to me. For $90.
I think the next thing we'll put up is that tile thing that weighs 10 ton.
Yeah, garden paver.
It's a garden paver.
It
says California Council of the Blind.
We have a different vision.
And
is that yours?
It has the state of California on it and must weigh 10 ton.
Okay, Greater Bakersfield chapter actually brought this down with us. We specifically took a car ride so that we would not have to carry this on the bus. So somebody better take this home. I am not carrying it home. Okay, it is a garden stone. Yes, it is heavy, so I will warn you of that. But the top of the garden stone has tiles. It's like a mosaic. It says California Council of the Blind, a different vision. And the
and
mosaic
we give you a trust
is around
with it.
And then there's a picture of California State. So you guys, somebody better pay some bucks for this because it was hard work getting it here.
And we understand that this has great religious significance because Saint John of Ross has something to do with it. This was man-made, by the way. Seriously, it was not. This is not some kind of a machine-made article.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get rid of that.
$30 was for an opening bid. $30 for a beautiful garden stone, which will make you a uniquely wonderful homeowner.
It is a square.
It is about 2 feet by 2 feet.
6 inches.
6 inches.
And 6 inches in height. Depth. And it weighs less than a ton, but more than a pound. Actually, it weighs about 30 pounds, apparently. Do I hear $30? You're only getting it for $1 a pound at $30. Look at it that way. That's, you know, you can't get a good cut of beef for that. So, you know, if you think about it, you're getting a real steal for $30. You can't even get good artichokes for a dollar anymore. You know?
Come on, everybody.
What kind of a bid do we have for this unique article?
Somebody's got to say something.
It really is lovely, and it says something
about
this.
Don't make me run out of here crying.
Organization.
You want her to cry? You want to watch
Brandy
one of our members
cry? Brandy
and
Penny will both fall over in a faint. You'll have to carry them both out. How about 25?
In Calderon here? Vince.
What?
You should bid on it.
Your first act as a board member, and you're going to just totally blow it.
Take one for the team.
You, Vince, will have the most impressive garden east of the Pacific Ocean.
You haven't seen it.
That's why. Well. If somebody from Sacramento buys it, it will be planted in your yard by Ed Branch. I
know all the Sacramento people are running out the back door. You know what we'll do? We'll throw in the homies.
The what?
This is homies' CD with it.
Whose CD?
This is for the homies is the name of the CD.
This is for the homies? I don't know. This is a CD.
Like volume 2, yes.
Volume 2, yes.
I don't know whether it's baseball or what. I'm not going to touch that necessarily. It's a CD.
Okay, the songs on the CD are This Is for the Homies, Cruisin', Brass Mechanic, All Night, Clear, Love Hurts, Humps for the Boulevard, Rough Out, Latin Heart, Apache, Breezy, Planet Rock, and Dollars and Dimes.
Wait a minute. Somebody is explaining out here what it is.
That's a Lowrider CD.
Oh, a Lowrider CD. Whoa. I gave away my Lowrider a while back.
So this is a twofer.
In fact, actually, I sold it to Vince. That's what I did with it.
This is a twofer.
Let me get this straight. You guys want a Lowrider CD and not a Garden Stone? I'm hurt.
So far, they are rejecting the Lowrider CD.
$10.
I hear a $10 bid. I hear a $10 bid from a gentleman.
That was Louis.
Oh, that's right. It was Louis. No gentleman.
Okay. We have a $10 bid. But
I got a lowrider cane.
But
somebody said $15 out there.
$15. All right. Do we hear $20? $15. Now that CD alone is probably worth $17. $15, do we hear? It's $20. $15 going once. $15 going twice.
$20.
Yay! He came through for us. $20. $20. $25. $20. Do I hear $25? $20 going once. $20. Think
Sergeant
about
Major.
It hard. Since you bid 20, might as well just bid 25. Sold for $20. Thank you very much.
Who was the gentleman that bought that? Hey, no, gentleman, was Vince.
Yeah.
Oh, that was not a gentleman.
Okay. Now comes the piece de resistance. A talking microwave will be delivered. I've never heard of will be delivered type brand.
Brand, yeah.
Hamilton Beach. Oh, it's Hamilton Beach. I thought it was will be delivered.
No, it means that it's not here and they'll deliver it to
Hey, don't correct me.
What you have to do is go to Hamilton
because,
Beach
Diane,
and pick it up.
One thing. I may not always be right, but I'm never wrong.
Where is Hamilton Beach in Florida?
Yeah, somewhere like that. So, but you can go to Orlando to the convention this summer. Take a side trip to Hamilton Beach and pick up the microwave. No, it will be shipped to you. So, yeah, they'll deliver it. Get your homies to do it. I don't know. That's your concern, Vince, not ours.
We want
an opening bid because this is an expensive item, almost as expensive as the spaniel. $75. Let's hear a $75 bid.
We got a bid for $75.
We got it out there. Do I hear 80? 75. Do I hear 80? So, oh, man, what a steal. 75, do I hear? 80?
You don't want Obby to get it, do you? He's been so grim.
No, I don't think it was Obby's bid, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, you bid. Okay. Don't let Obby. Burn the pasta or ruin the artichokes or, you know.
We need an 80.
You know what his favorite is? Angel hair pasta. He'll ruin that either.
80.
He'll ruin 85. I hear 85 to hear 90.
85 is up.
85 to hear 90.
Ooh, 100
from, is that Lewis? 100, do I hear 110? 110, do I hear 120? 110, do I hear 120? I'm almost done. 110,
don't
do I hear 120? Get up to 250 and I'll be done. 110, do I hear 120? 110, do I hear 120?
Don't let him
I
get it.
I heard something. Did I hear something?
Oh, 120?
Where? I heard 120 somewhere out there. Who's out that bid 120? Just so we know.
I heard that.
Okay. Rob Turner, and he is a master chef. Don't let him get it because he is a master chef. And we got 120.50. 120.50. We got 130 over there?
We have 130 out here.
We have 130. Have 130. Who is a better chef, a man or a woman?
A man.
Then, Rob, you better bid 140.
I don't think so.
130. Do I hear 140?
Man,
130. Do I hear 140? 135. Are you saying that all you women out there... That's better, because you know who's better. 140, do I hear 150? 140, do I hear 150? Come on, guys. Are we going to let these women take the honor of chefery away from us? Oh, maybe we are. 140, do I hear 150?
Spoken like a true man.
140, do I hear 150? I know, for example, that the best chef in this whole room is Kevin Berkery, for example. He'd bid 150 anytime.
Oh.
140, do I hear 150? 140, do I hear 150?
You haven't eaten anything he's made, have you?
140, do I hear 150? Oh, come on, ladies. Ladies, don't let them do this. 150, do I hear 160? 150, do I hear 160? 150, going once. 150, going twice.
160!
There you go! Who's that?
Yes!
Vivian.
Who's the bidder?
Vivian.
Vivian, you are obviously the best chef in this place, unless somebody comes to steal your thunder. 160, do I hear 170? 160, do I hear 170? 160, going once. 160, going twice. And this auction has ultimately, finally, completely... sold for $160. Thank you very much. And now come up and pay. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Oh, we do. We have something else. We have another pencil set. Louis makes these so quickly and efficiently. He made this one in between the last one and now. This guy is incredible. He made it. He went back home, made it there, forgot it, and came back here. So he'll have to deliver. This one will have to be delivered. So we have another pencil set. I don't know. It's somewhere between his. It's on the access van on its way to East Redondo Beach, which is being incorporated as we speak.
It'll never get here. He got a share ride.
Do I hear a $25 bid? Do I hear 25 from Mr. Griffin? Do I hear 30? 25? Do I hear 30? 20? I heard 30. Do I hear 35? 30? Do I hear 35? Do I hear 40? 35? Do I hear 40? 35? Do I hear 40? 40 to here, 45. 40 to here, 45. 40 to
here, 50.
I heard 50 to here, 60. 50 to here, 60. 50 to here, 60. 55 to here, 60. 55 to here, 60. $55.
Did
I hear 60? I did. 60 to here, 65. 60 to here, 65. 60 to here, 65. $60 going once. Okay.
We have 65.
Who said 65?
Who said 65? I did. Okay.
Okay. I'm 65 here. To hear 70. 65 to hear 70. 65 to hear 70. 65 to hear 70. 75. Do I hear 80? 75. Do I hear 80? 75. Do I hear 80? I hear Becky saying 80, Gabe, so you better say it. 75. Do I hear 80? 75. Do I hear 80? $75 going once. 80. I knew you got the message. 80, 85. 85. Do I hear 90? 85. Do I hear 90? 85. Do I hear 90? 80. 90. Did I hear 90?
Yeah, but 80.
95, do I hear an even C note? A C note it is. Let's hear a C note. 95, I heard 100, do I hear 110? 100, do I hear 110? 100, do I hear 110? Louis will sign this. In Polish. His native tongue.
Oh, I didn't
He's
hear
going
that.
To, oh God. 100
what
do I hear 110?
Say?
100 do I hear 110? 100 do I hear 110? 100 going once, 100 going twice. And ladies and gentlemen, the last item has been sold.
Yay!
Who bought it?
Vivian. Oh, just
got
paid.
She's
like, microwave.
Thank you, everybody. That was fun.
I think we had fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
You want to do it again?
Yeah. We'll find another auction.
Well, maybe next 10 years.
We'll think about it.